USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several of President Trump's supporters are marching across the country on Saturday. Rallies taking place at state capitals across the nation titled Stop the Steal of the 2020 election and call for election fraud to be investigated. This supporter in Washington, D.C. saying,
absolutely not here to cause violence. I'm here to support the President of the United States, which is something that some people don't even know how to do. I mean, we don't even have respect for our President anymore. People walk up and down the street and talk about our President, and it's sad.
Clinical trials of the COVID-19 vaccine reveal short-term side effects among some of the volunteers receiving the drugs. About 10% reporting fatigue, 9% reporting they had muscle pain, and 5% saying they experienced joint pain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
Skywatchers, this weekend's for you.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across this sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A magnitude 5.0 earthquake is being reported near the California-Nevada state line. The U.S. Geological Survey says a preliminary quake struck on Friday night. They also noted an earthquake with this magnitude is moderate. That means there's a larger seismic event expected to occur. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida says these elaborate plots of entangling congressmen is only the beginning and also stretches to colleges and universities across the country.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2020's nonstop flood of bad news took a toll on 75% of respondents, with 70% of the study's pool revealing they are desperate to do something positive to spread cheer each day. While many people are putting up elaborate Christmas decorations outside their homes. John Hennessy is just one of those folks in Naperville, Illinois. He shares with Fox Business why he's putting up all of his decorations.
I mean, I think this year with a pandemic going on, an election going on, you can't turn on a TV, turn on social media, and have fear and anger in this world, and maybe this just slows people down, brings a little happiness, a little bit of joy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.